What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Indigenous Miha, coming to you on this podcast, speaking about Black excellence. Who out there hears me, though? Yes, I said it. Black excellence, that melanin. What's up to all my melanin listeners? What's popping into those who are not? Thank you for listening and respecting our ideals. Thank you. Black excellence is defined as everything tied with Black culture, our ancestors being a Moja as one, a community struggling as one, grinding as one, and being successful as one, being inspired to aspire and to achieve a goal and a purpose. Yes, being motivated and go doing it, being executed. Do y'all hear me though? Black excellence in this era evolves an abundance of entrepreneurship, having Black-owned businesses that are successfully staying alive and not being put out of business and maintaining their goals. Black-owned shops, you know, just selling soaps, selling incense, selling jewelry, you know, braids, African hair shops. Sisters getting their hair done, you know. Those are for the natural sisters. I was speaking about braids. But moving forward, Black-owned hair salons, Black-owned parlors, beauty parlor shops, barber shops, just retail. Everything you can think of. Black-owned businesses. I support y'all. I am here for y'all. Yes. We need more, y'all. Please, please, in America. And we see a handful of celebrities of Black people. Personally, for me, I love that America idolizes us as Black people because we are rare, okay? It's one thing to idolize us, but it's another to, you know, attempt. I said attempt because they can never be, okay? For other ethnicities to attempt to copy, you know, with the lip injections, the butt injections, and so forward on. It's like, for real. For real, can we just have our moment, please? Please, y'all. Please, please, please. I'm not going to get too into it because that's another heavy topic right there. And this sister could go on and on and on about that. But, you know, I'm going to have to hold my tongue a little bit. But moving forward, it's another thing to also copy a Black artist and not credit the artist. Woo-wee. I would be hot. Putting my shoes in the artist and you're not giving the credit to the artist, but yet you're still idolizing them. It's not right. Please give credit to the rightful creator. That's not cool. And also, Black people are commonly known for being entertaining. We're just that awesome person. We are just those awesome ass people, okay? We are just, excuse my language, but we are just fucking awesome. We're awesome. We're entertaining. We got that good aura. We got those good vibes. And you know, people love to just admire that. They love to be inspired by it. That's why I say, you know, it's one thing to be idolized, but it's another to copy. That's when boundaries come in, okay? Do y'all hear me though? Do y'all hear me? But it's just our swag. It's our charisma. It's just everything that is goal-driven within us. And we make it look freaking sexy. So I'm here for that. Aren't y'all? I think so. I also see a handful of Black scholars. We need more of those who are still being successful in the system, who still believe in the system, okay? For all my sisters and brothers out there getting degrees, becoming doctors, lawyers, you know, architects, engineers, and many more successful careers, I applaud to y'all. Not too many of us brothers and sisters can still, you know, have a positive outcome in the system, you know, because, you know, some say there's a handful in the Black community that we are even still getting put down by other ethnicities, specifically, not to target, specifically to say white people, you know, European people. And some have witnessed and some have heard and some have just experienced themselves of not being able to, you know, achieve, you know, their goals and being successful in the system. And yet having to be put down saying, oh, you're black, you're not good enough, you're never going to make it. You know, you're just going to fail, and just so many negative put downs, which is needs to end. And it is so whack. Like, that's whack to me. Like, we all have the same heartbeat. We all have the same two eyes. Now, I mean, not everyone. Some people are blind. Some people don't have two eyes. So excuse me, but we all have the same human functions. Come on now. That's not necessary. So I support all my black scholars out there doing them, getting their degrees, being successful, working up the long, long night hours studying. Keep going, please. I am rooting for you. Indigenous media is voting for you. I am rooting for you. This is where positive affirmations come in. If I could just give a little tip, do your positive affirmations, do your meditations. I had a previous podcast speaking about practicing mindfulness. Y'all, there are some tips up in there that will for real just help you out to... Please take a minute to go listen. But getting back on track, way back when, black people weren't even given the opportunity to have an education. Yet still to this day, like I previously just said, we still aren't given the same respect as to other higher minorities, which is yet still unfortunately believed in our system. It's sad and disgusting. Yet that is why I encourage all my black brothers and sisters who are young, you know, still flavorful of life, stay in school, please. That is a better route. Stay in school. Do not drop out. Stay there. You will have a way better future with a degree in your hand, okay? Especially in this economy, in this system, in this day, you need that type of cheddar. Please do not let the next person in the next lane distract you for what you got going on in yours, okay? Matter of fact, tell them, focus on yours, not on mine, okay? No, but for real, do y'all hear me though? But I can agree with the perception of us being put down by other minorities, because time and time again, I have witnessed and heard put downs talking about people are, you know, black people are dumb and ignorant, you know, the lean sipping, jewelry flashing, music blasting all through your speakers, Kool-Aid loving black Negroes. And I just get appalled and like totally be getting ready to rip somebody's head off, because I'm just like, for real, you're gonna really put the stereotype out there? Like, you ain't cool for that. That's not what's up. Not everybody, you know, follows through the stereotypes. And for example, I don't like Kool-Aid. I don't. I really don't. I like water, juice, everything else. It's not Kool-Aid. I don't know. It's never been for me. That's just me. But quit the stereotypes, because that ain't cool at all to other minorities and ethnicities being a bully to my brothers and sisters, my beautiful melanated people. Yes, 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 yes. Ashe, good loving to y'all. But black excellence to me is killing black stereotypes, improving our creativity, our savageness to the world, just saying, hey, check this out, and then spit on it like, yeah, I just did that. What's good? I can do that, you know, and just saying, you know, I do have the power to do something good, to be successful, you know, and to be proud of that, y'all. Some of y'all don't give credit to yourselves, which yet is so bothersome, because, you know, there are some people still out there who are racist against black people, black culture, and just everything black. And that hurts my feelings, because I wish the world was, you know, going to favor my opinion, but it doesn't. But I'm just going to put it out there. I wish we all could be in one harmony, you know, be in peace, kumbaya and all. But that's not how the world works. So in the meantime, black brothers and sisters, keep killing it. Keep pushing it. Keep doing what you do, because you look freaking gorgeous, baby. Gorgeous. Now, black excellence is culture. Everything our ancestors created, fought for, believed in. Black excellence is love. Black excellence is blood, sweat, and tears and prayers, okay? Hey, prayers work. Having faith goes a long, long, long way. Oh, yes. Black excellence is community. I did say Umoja. It is the first day in Kwanzaa for those who do not know. Power. Black excellence is magic. And defined as so much more. And I love to be passionate about blackness and black people and black excellence. Because as a black woman, myself, being Afro-Latina. Hey, yeah. Afro-Latina, Egyptian. And having, you know, yes, some European. We're all mixed with European. It'd be a lie to say that we're not, because if you're in America, you probably are a descendant of the African diaspora in slavery. So what's up? Don't deny it. Yet, you know, embrace your blackness. So, hey, moving forward, I love my melanated people. I love my brothers and sisters. I give a smile to y'all any day on the street. Word up. I give y'all my full-on support. But you know what, y'all? I'm going to just leave you with one tip. If you're out there for real struggling, hurting, needing somebody to talk to, or just, you know, just need a positive conversation, or you need somebody to just cheer you up, reach out to your community, y'all. Community is everything. And if you don't have that powerful, positive community, call up a girlfriend, boyfriend, family member, friend, somebody, and reach out to them. Black, not black, but I hope black. And just give them that love, y'all. For those who are being receptive to that, give them that love, that support, and just be in community with one. Be one in harmony, y'all. Black excellence is so powerful and defined in so many ways, and I am 100% here for that as a black woman. And this concludes my podcast episode on black excellence. So much love to all my listeners. One love, one mic, and peace.